Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
The timing of this fits perfectly into a philosophy I think I've had my entire life, and that is, when you start dating somebody, they can seem perfectly normal, but the crazy crown comes on in 90 days. 3 months, people can act like a normal person, which is bizarre to me. Like, if you know what a normal person looks like and you can act like it for 90 days, why can't you just be a normal person?
I wish I'd had the answer to that question. I'd be a rich, rich woman. And
that's a valid point.
I would be married.
Because at your core, who you are is eventually going to come out. You can only fake. That's not, they're not, they're faking. They're pretending to be a normal person from what they see. They don't really know how to be one. So at a certain point, the jig's up, man.
Yeah, I think she answered your question. Well,
I mean, for 90 days, though, they can act perfectly normal. And that's where Ariel is here, because she thought she was going out with this great guy for 90 days. And now she's starting to see some signs and wanted us to do a background check. Hey, Ariel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so the crazy crown has started to come off or on.
Yep.
What's going on?
Yeah, I've been dating this guy, Chris, for about 3 months now. And, you know, we met at a rooftop party through mutual friends and everything really seemed perfect. And, you know, he's cute, funny, attentive. Seems to be financially stable. He's great with my dog. Like, everything was lining up. But this last month, things are just feeling kind of off.
Ariel, if the dog approves, then you should approve.
That's just how it works.
We should be doing the background check on you, maybe.
On the dog.
Well, he's been really vague about what kind of work he does. Like, he says he's a consultant, which could mean anything. And he's really, he doesn't talk about like what field it is, or it's very vague. It's very strange. Like, when I try to ask about it, he's just doesn't volunteer anything.
That's like saying you're an entrepreneur, but never what you're entrepreneuring in.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, I don't even know if consultants know what they really do.
Yeah, what do they do?
Well, I don't know.
Consult.
Yeah. What do you mean?
But I don't know if he's a consultant. I mean, I don't really know what he's doing. Like, he travels a lot, and I offered to go with him, but there's always a reason why I shouldn't go. And that makes me suspicious. And, you know, he hasn't introduced me to any of his friends or family in these 3 months. Just seems weird. Even like last week, we were at a coffee shop and a woman walked in and saw him and he didn't see her. And she just walked out before he could see her. And, like, I saw her face, and she looked kind of surprised and maybe hurt. And, I mean, there's too many things adding up, making me nervous about this guy now.
So your gut is telling you something right here.
Yeah, and even I tried Googling him. I mean, everybody is Googleable. You know, this is very, you know, it's weird. He has nothing came up, and no LinkedIn, no Instagram, nothing.
Nothing seems crazy suspicious about this to me. Like, if it's a woman walking in and maybe it's like an ex of his and she's like, I don't want to deal with that today. Bye. And if you're inviting yourself on like these business trips, like I know if we were going to go somewhere for business or for work or whatever, and someone was like, oh, I want to come with you. I'm like, well, you can't do that. I'm going for work. Like, you can't come with me.
Right.
There's one huge red flag here that pops out to me. No, the lack of LinkedIn. You're a consultant, and consultants are usually, unless you work for a consulting company, they're freelance. My husband's a fundraising consultant. You got to have a LinkedIn, and that is a huge red flag.
I can also see how you may not have met his friends and family, but for him not to even speak of friends and family, for me, that would be a red flag, too.
All right, so you wanted us to do a background check. Tom, you want to take it from here?
Yep, I reached out to our PI, and she has outdone herself. For this background check,
really?
We definitely find out why you can't find him on the web and like on social stuff. And also, this is a first. She used technology to find out who the woman was in the coffee shop.
What?
Wow.
Yes. It is amazing. God.
Okay, we'll tell you all about it. Hang out for just a couple of seconds. The Burt Show background check.
The Burt Show.
So there are so many red flags starting to pop up in her relationship that she wanted us to do a background check for her. She's been going out with this guy now for about 90 days, and everything seemed fine. Seemed like a nice enough guy, but there were some red flags.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff that she mentioned. Like, she was at, like, a coffee shop with him at one point, and a woman walks in, and he didn't see this woman, but the woman saw him, and she was kind of like, ugh, and then immediately walked out. She says despite the fact that her dog is a big fan of him, he doesn't really talk a lot about his social life. He doesn't talk about his friends or his family. And she just kind of has this weird gut feeling that maybe there's something a little bit off with this dude that she hasn't found out yet.
All right, Ariel. So it's getting to be at a time where you're like, things aren't making any sense here. And if I'm going to go on with this guy, then I need to know. So you wanted us to do a background check for you, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, Tommy, our show director, will take it from here. This is his connection.
I've been so excited about this ever since I got the results back from our PI.
That does the research.
sorry. Okay. So first, you notice that he wasn't on the web. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a whole lot of social.
And Cassie mentioned that here. This is a major one here. He says he's a consultant, but dude has no LinkedIn. Come on now.
We'll get to that. First, why we can't find him online. And this is a problem I've experienced in my life. His real name is Michael Christopher Latham. He goes by Chris.
What?
His middle name.
Oh.
He's been going by his middle name, shortened version of his last name. He's been going by Lane. So
weird.
That's why.
He's going by Chris Lane?
Yes.
That's a country singer.
Is it?
Yes.
In real life? Yeah.
Straight up.
Maybe he's a fan. But that's why it's been making it hard to find. But that whole middle name thing, I've been dealing with that my whole life. You can't even find Tommy Keychains at the Buc-ee's.
I'm sorry, man. I know that hurts your heart.
Middle name syndrome.
But that's very odd if you're like... It's one thing to go by your middle name. Yeah, that my brother goes by his middle name. But to shorten your last name, that's bizarre.
That is so weird.
Hey, I go by Mitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's like a nickname, though. That's like, I'm Mo Mitch. But like, we know that your last name's Mitchell. It's not like you're trying to hide anything.
No, I don't really. Actually, will you do a background check on Mo?
It's a little late for that.
Right.
7 years later. Or are we at 8 now?
8.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies.
As we go up the red flag steps, get ready to take a big step. He was married until recently. His divorce was finalized 4 months ago, right before he met Ariel. They've been dating 3 months, right?
So divorce is finalized, then literally a month later, he starts dating Ariel.
But
so,
I mean, divorce, I feel like, starts before the actual finalization. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it could have been like a year or two before.
Or four.
You know. So, Ariel, in our initial talks, you never mentioned this. Did he ever tell you he was married?
No, he sure didn't.
All right.
This is shocking.
And get this. His ex-wife still lives in the same city that you guys are in.
Oh.
Dun, dun, starting dun. To come together.
Okay. Now the coffee shop is starting to make sense.
Yeah. Right,
before we get to the coffee shop, let's talk about this for 1 second. If you recently got out of a marriage or you have been married, that's something you cover in the first 90 days.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right?
For sure.
It's not something you hide if you are divorced.
Yeah.
And there's this. He was separated for a while, but legally married when he and Ariel first started dating. So he was married when you guys got, because he hadn't gotten divorced.
But then it got finalized like a week later.
Yeah, but usually that's something you would tell. Yeah.
I also love how we're talking about the ex-wife living in the same city. Is that's like, if that's like a secret, like, oh, they were together a year ago and we expect them to move. I don't know. I feel like we're grasping at straws here.
Hold on. Let's hear him out about this coffee shop.
All right. We're about to do a box jump onto the next step because this is a big red flag. He's been let go from 2 jobs in the last 18 months.
That's weird.
Well, he did have a job.
He claims he's a consultant.
2 of them.
But records that our PI found that he was fired from 2 different companies, one for ethics violations, though our PI couldn't find the details about that. All I said was ethics violations. And what our PI found was that Chris is currently unemployed but is receiving severance and working freelance. So if he wants to call that consultant, then
freelance. You
know. Didn't Cassie say, though, that a lot of consultants are freelance? So that's not that bizarre.
But this dude's flying all over.
That could mean nothing. That could mean no work at all and just saying freelance.
But then you also said that he's flying all over the country, right? Claiming that he's got these jobs?
Yeah. So what's he doing? I mean, this is crazy.
So here's the last part that I was so giddy about. This is the first for our PI. They have access to facial recognition now. And I got the information, the where, when of a coffee shop from Ariel, sent it to our PI. Our PI reached out to the manager of the store and got the store footage.
Oh, my God.
That is scary.
That's why I was so excited. Ran the face through facial recognition and cross-referenced it on the web and found some social media tags with his real name. She's a woman he dated, overlapping with Ariel. Like the time posts of the pictures with him overlap these 3 months that they've been dating.
So they were like on social media?
Briefly.
Okay.
So, but it's not the ex-wife.
It is not the ex-wife. I heard you bring that up earlier. It's not the ex-wife, but it's another woman.
But again, that's not like, so you dated somebody and then it didn't work and you walk into a place and you see him and you don't want to have an interaction and you walk out. That makes sense.
And it evidently didn't last long because our PI looked at her social media and she had blocked him, I guess, after learning.
So there are a lot of micro red flags here. Some major, a lot of micros.
He's definitely a mystery.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like we have anything, really.
Yeah. I mean, like being in the same coffee shop as somebody that you dated. I mean, if anything, Ariel, you get credit for your gut seeing that uncomfortable thing going down, which would probably fly under the radar for most people. But you saw it. You picked up on it.
However, Ariel, like the fact that he hasn't disclosed that he was married and recently divorced and the fact that he's being so elusive about his job, those are your two biggest red flags. So I don't know, like, now that you have this information, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to have to confront him somehow and ask him more about his past, because you don't leave out the fact that you were married or like your job situation. You don't do that with someone you're dating. This is really shocking.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one to bring up because you have been dating for 90 days. So I think that, like, we've never talked about this before. Have you ever been married?
I love it. Next date, just throw it out there like that.
Once you get the line, you'll know.
And if he tells the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't, all right, let's play this out, Ariel. All right, girl, because you need to be prepared. He'd be like, yeah, you know, that's something. Have you ever been married? And if he says no, and you know he's bold-faced lying, then what are you going to do?
Probably just break up with him. I don't need this.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you call him a liar and you storm out, girly.
Liar, pants on fire. Yeah. Bye.
Don't block him.
Make it movie worthy. Like, do it dramatically. Yeah,
throw a drink in his face.
Maybe I will.
All right. So when you do that, will you give us a call back and just let us know how it goes?
Absolutely. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. I mean, this PI went above and beyond. I'm surprised a manager at like a Starbucks or a coffee shop could even give you the security footage on that.
Evidently, our PI sweet talked the manager and got it.
All right. Let us know how it goes after you bring it up to him. Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.